Lonnie and Laura Greenwald own Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater, Florida. The Clearwater location opened in October 2016. The Greenwalds have been in the restaurant industry for 26 years. They have owned multiple restaurants in the past, including their first location of Big Roman's on the East Coast. Lonnie and Laura's menu contains their own recipes, which they have developed and perfected throughout their years of experience. Everything in the restaurant is homemade and made to order. They grind their own cheese, make pizza sauces and marinara, and roll all of their own dough. Everything is made fresh. At Big Roman's, they care about the quality they are putting out and only serve the best. And of course, I've got to mention one of the best-selling items on their menu, the Roman Sicilian Hot Bake. What is it, you ask? Oh, stuffed. With a large serving of ham, capicola, salami, provolone, banana peppers, lettuce, tomato, onion, and dressing inside of pizza dough, basted with garlic butter and Parmesan cheese. You're hungry, aren't you? Other recommended dishes are the meatball stuffed garlic knots. Yes, meatballs stuffed inside of garlic knots. And of course, the Roman Deluxe Pizza with pepperoni, sausage, mushroom, onion, green pepper, and black olives. Everything on the menu is delicious. Dine in, takeout, and free delivery are offered at Big Roman's. Don't forget the all-day, everyday special. A 16-inch large pizza with two toppings, just $13.95. Check them out for lunch. Weekday special, two slices of cheese pizza and a drink for just $4. Again, Big Roman's Pizza in Clearwater.
Brian Cash here, another one in the book. What a way to show him. What's up there? What's up, Doc? So anyhow, we got Paul in the house from Paul Shrimp, Mike from Paul Shrimp House. We got Norman in from Boost. And Norman's
Hello.
Anyhow, you know, in the Zephyr Hills area, we're carrying the Tampa Bay Lightning hockey games. And I keep forgetting to mention that we're heard in seven counties.
Oh, yeah, just, for this radio station?
Yeah, my song, yeah.
Oh,
so if I go to Zephyr Hills, I can tune in 104.1. Then in Tampa, it's a different call letter. And I always put out there that it's 106.1 FM.
Right.
But in different counties and areas.
And you also have, we're on AM.
We're also on AM on 1340 AM. And then we also have a camera in the studio that people can watch us on the internet. And I forget to tell people that, apparently.
But how do they get to it? What do they have to do?
They got
to
go to tantalknetwork.com. Or is that correct?
Tantalk1340.com or YouTube.com. And Tantalk Radio. You just type it in the search bar. Tantalk Radio. And you'll see all the shows.
Right. And they're filmed. Right?
You can watch it live right now.
Yeah.
Live streaming right now off YouTube.
But also, too, is you can watch it tomorrow live, and there's because
you can go back to different shows.
Until four more shows are recorded and posted, yours will be up there.
Yeah, and it was kind of weird. I went into a place that was B12, and they posted it for the first time. It's inside the Countryside Mall, or is it, what's that called, the Westfield Mall now? It's not called Countryside.
Yeah, Westfield, right up here.
Yeah, it used to be Countryside, right? So they put it on. They put it on.
No kidding.
Which book is this? This is the Dunny. Yeah, it's so what happened is I saw a live show of me like there. It was like the first time.
Yeah.
I never thought to go to YouTube. I've heard people tell me, "Oh, I saw you on YouTube," right? But I never thought to look myself.
Yeah, we're gonna have to check it out.
Imagine that. We're live right now.
And joining us on the phone, we have Matt and Drew.
Matt and Drew.
Well, DJ Go Glow.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hello. Okay,
were you the lady that was on the show last week?
No.
Me?
This is a different person?
Yes.
Okay. That's it. Matt, what songs do you sing, young lady?
No.
Well, my name is Drew Wren.
Okay.
And I do pop music.
What do you do?
I do pop music.
Pop. I like pop. I'm an older... Like, what type of pop would you say you're more toward? Like, who would... I can... Like, put you toward?
She's
like Drew.
Pop 40, I'm starting to lean into more kind of R&B pop, which is this album that I'm working on. But my very first EP was very 40 kind of pop.
How can we hear your songs? Where do we look to hear you play your music and sing?
Well, you can kind of find me anywhere. I am on all social media platforms, and then I have a YouTube channel. So if you want to hear me singing other songs that you might know. I love doing YouTube covers, and I do a lot of acoustic covers of really popular songs.
Now, did you send us a song that you've sung? Do we have one?
Yes.
Okay,
I sent
tell
you
us how. Yeah, tell us a little bit about the song, and then we'll play it. Tell us how. Did you write the song?
Yeah, so I wrote this song a couple years back when I released my very first EP. I was on the show The X Factor, so this was my first thing kind of on my own in the music industry. And the song High is, it was a sassy song about a guy that I was dating who had two girlfriends, me being one of them. And so I decided to write a song, and it says, you must be high, like you must be crazy if you think that, you know, you're going to get away with this. So that was my first single.
Yeah.
You had in the X Factor, that was a duet with Justin Bieber, correct?
Yeah, so I was on the X Factor season one with Simon Cowell. I was one of his girls, and I ended up making it to the top six by singing a Justin Bieber song and doing a really soulful rendition of it, which no one had ever heard something like that. And so I did that for my audition, and in the end ended up getting to sing with Justin and actually do a duet with him.
Oh, outstanding.
Wow. That's pretty neat. He's a big star.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she made him.
I would say,
right.
Without you, he wouldn't have been a star. But no, he's really made it big. Like you said.
Yeah, he has.
All right, so let's play this song, and then we'll ask you to see.
Once again, this is Drew Ryan, R-Y-N.
Bieber wants his royalties. Are we even on the air right now? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you guys are there? Is she there still?
Yes, I'm still here.
I don't know. It's never happened before. What happened? We'll start the song over again. You had me at hello, though, just to tell you that. Isn't that from that famous movie, Show Me the Money? Do you remember that line?
Yes,
with... That was with Tom Cruise. She said to him, you had me at hello.
Yeah, our network got stormed out right now. We're down for a minute.
Yeah, we just had some really loud lightning out there.
Maybe. We're live, but we're experiencing some difficulties with the internet.
So what does that mean? What does that mean? Oh, with the internet, so we can't play our song?
It was over Google Drive, so it's it just stopped playing for a second, I guess. So I'm trying to get it network back up.
So right now,
okay.
Okay, so, I'll tell you what.
Brian,
can you sing the song? Just sing it. Do the best you can.
Oh yeah, there you go.
There you go. Let's go.
We're going live.
We're
gonna
go live. This is the deal.
No pressure.
Go ahead. Ready? Go.
Oh my! I don't know if they want to hear me do a 4-minute acapella.
Acapella. Go ahead. This is the year 1960. We don't have music. Go ahead.
I'm not even sure if I can, but
go ahead. Do the best you can. Ready? Go.
Or y'all aren't serious.
No, I'm serious.
Are you?
Yeah. Where are we? Where this is it?
There's no way.
That's all right. Do the best you can. Go.
Oh my gosh. All right. All right. Well, here we go. I'll just give you a little. I'll give you a little snippet until we get it back.
There you
okay.
go.
You had me in hello. We were on a whole other level. I know that we had something special.
She had a beautiful voice.
Something that you cannot forget. That's what you said. That was a lie. I was just a chick on the side. All right.
Beautiful.
Good job.
Hats off.
Bravo.
That's it. That's taking lemon and making lemonade.
That's right. You did a hell of a job.
Right. If life hands you melons, you might have dyslexia.
Well, no, that was very good. I could see where why you should have been. We have an audience here that even loves it.
Look at that.
Well, you're touring with an anti-bullying tour movement as well coming up.
Yeah. So when I had gone on TV, I was never really prepped on what to expect from the world, and so I had dealt with a ton of cyberbullying, which is something a lot of kids are dealing with and a lot of parents don't know, just with social media being so big. And so the first thing I wanted to do when I started my own music career, separate of TV, is to really spread positivity and shine some light on the issue of cyberbullying, because I was dealing with what these kids are dealing with, but times thousands. So I was getting thousands of hate comments and thousands of positive ones, but you really only hang on to the hate. And so I've started to use my for positive just when I started to hit that all-time low of feeling like the whole world didn't love me, and knowing that other kids could totally relate to that and need to hear about that.
Wow, it's, you know, it is amazing how, especially at a young age, they don't realize. Like if I told a kid in high school that's 16, 17 years old that 30 years from now you will not know one kid in high school, or maybe one or two if that's it. Like, how many kids from high school do you talk to today in the last month that you know, Norm?
Two.
In the last month you've talked to them?
Two.
How about you?
Well, I'm connected in Facebook and social media, but as far as really speaking with them, it's been years.
Right. How about you, Matt, from high school? How many kids do you talk to?
I would say about five still. Yeah,
Matt's kind of young.
Yeah, I'm down to one or two, actually, myself.
Right, yeah.
But I always get the texts, in the, like you said, in the Facebook saying hello to me.
Right, right.
But overall, most, you won't even... Okay, there we go.
Look what's back.
It's back, see? Technical difficulties.
Anybody else you're supposed to be?
It's stopping at 19 seconds. It won't go past 19 seconds. I don't know why.
I sent the email to the station with a digital copy of it, so it shouldn't be on Google Drive anymore. You should check your email, and you should have a new copy of it.
Okay. Okay. So then we can take it right from our email.
Yes. I just sent you a new copy.
It's like our technology, something we're dealing with too now, is like a beacon thing, where the technology is that it sends out a transmission from the beacon to the cell phone. That's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Did you see it? Yeah.
What did you think of that?
I really like to know more about it.
Because think about it, people, especially more so for you,
right.
Imagine they're walking and why not, you can't like... I think they give you a tough time passing out the flyers now down there.
Yes, they do.
Well, now they can't stop you from doing it because the FCC is registered with the FCC.
Well, now what do they do? They get an alert when they get close to the place?
It pings.
Okay.
Yeah, within 100 yards. And then you can draw them in and change your specials every day.
Right.
You can do commercials.
Yeah, commercials. We can actually do a commercial. It's technology. It's Bluetooth advertising sent through the cell phone.
And that's up to 100 yards, right?
100 yards.
Yes. So that's,
That's a football field.
That's a football field. Right. And then they're in the area, so now walk over here.
Right.
And then they can be from anywhere
Well, because my restaurant's on the off the beaten path. It's off the main drag, so it's well known. We've been there since 1940.
But, right. You'd have to give directions how to get there, too.
But,
even though they're on this thing.
Right.
Something you should have.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Look into it. But that's the newest technology is it's transmitted. It sends a ping to people's cell phone, and then they use advertisement through the cell phone. But the only downfall, it's only 100 yards, so that's a downfall to it. But in your case, that's people that are looking for somewhere to eat. You can offer them a deal.
Right. Tarpon Springs, they're walking down the main drag.
It's perfect for you.
100 yards, they can turn the corner and come right to the Paul's Shrimp House.
And it's a way you can do business with me, too, right? Because just like, you know, whatever. Yeah. We look to do business. I mean, that's what the guy said with the mailer today. He goes, I'll look to do business with you if you do business with me. What we're going to do is we're going to set up where people's birthdays. He's going to put a birthday mailer together because we have like 300 clients. Get everybody's birthday and send them out a birthday mailer. And he's going to handle that for me. And that's what he does.
Oh, very good.
Isn't that kind of cool? Would you like to get a birthday card on your birthday? Who wouldn't?
Well, sure.
And doesn't that show that, hey, someone cares?
And especially with a little something, you know, maybe a 2-for-1.
Yeah, or a gift inside it. Yeah, sure. Right. And then the customer, we can work out something with you, right? And then you benefit because now...
I'm getting the people, sure.
And a guy said this to me, too. He says, give out a free dinner. Like, his name is Johnny from Johnny's Italian Restaurant. And they got to find the misspelled word in the ad to get the free dinner. And then he said 90% of the people that come will come by themselves. There will always be that person, 10%.
Oh, of course,
But even if you just gave out a free dinner, right, one free dinner, find the misspelled word, they won't come by themselves, 90%. And I did that for him for years. And then they would. Then that makes them read the ad also.
Right, right.
To make the coupon valid is you find the misspelled word. I wanted to talk to you about that also, see?
Yeah.
It's all new stuff. But
good.
Paul Shrimp House. So did we get the song through the Google? Matt, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Did you send it? Huh?
It's updating right now.
Did you get his, like, from updated, what he just recently sent you? Why not? He's saying they're saying they didn't get it. Well, I don't think this has ever happened before, has it?
Like I think it has to do with the weather. I mean, it was pouring rain, lightning, thunder. I mean,
I think this is the first time can remember that we weren't able to get a song.
I've never seen it.
The entire system is updating right now, so we can't look at anything until it's done. Because basically, like I said, lightning hit really loud close to here, and as soon as that happened, it kicked off.
Yeah, Well.
Talking about...
technical alternative.
The really cool thing is that she was on X Factor and did a song with Justin Bieber.
That is pretty good. Justin Bieber. I wish we can get him and you to sing a song here. And then he can, if he gives me $5,000, I'll let that happen. No less than $5,000, Justin. If it goes out to you, Justin, my name is Brian Cashclaws. I will not put you on the show. You cannot be on my show. Okay, because I only put superstars, and you're just not there yet. Okay? So, Justin Bieber, if this gets out to you...
You'll never make it.
You'll never be on my show. Never. Unless you give me money. So, hopefully anybody that knows Justin, text it to him, email it to him. Maybe we should send him this show. Let's find out his email, send it to him.
Well, what about Drew? Drew, what's your Facebook page? Are you wanting people to get in touch with you if they want more information?
Yeah, so you can find me on pretty much any social media platform as Drew Ryn. So just Drew and then Ryn, which is Ryn, which is my shortened last name. That's my Jewish name. My full name is Polish.
You're breaking up. Are you on a cell phone right now?
I am.
Yeah, it's not Boost Mobile.
Yes, not Boost Mobile then. Who's your carrier?
Verizon.
Okay.
Because we only deal with Boost here. Okay.
No, but you are breaking up a little bit. So
we got the gentleman that's in charge of Boost. His name is Norman. He's the Boost guy. He boosts phones. You ever hear of Boost?
I'm not sure.
Well, there you go.
Give me a little.
Give a spiel on Boost.
I wanted to get information for our listeners that want to get in touch with Drew first.
Okay. Norman.
See, I'm trying to get Drew taken care of.
Well, see that?
That's what I mean, I want to find out. Are you touring? I know you're doing the thing with the bullying or anti-bullying. What else are you doing, and how are people going to...
Isn't that ironic that... what's her
now
name?
Now you guys are kind of cutting out.
Okay, we're back on. Okay, so what we're going to do is play the song. Oh, forget it. This is great. This is going to be our blooper show.
Yeah.
Right? Bloopers.
Let's start all over again.
Yeah. It's all right. I don't think this has ever happened. I can't remember this
ever.
Well,
it's okay. I mean, it's the weather. Nothing
it's the weather.
We can do about
okay.
it.
Okay. You know what I'm drinking right now? I'm drinking my Shaklee Shake. Just Shaklee so you know that. Shake. I got it.
I'm drinking rainwater.
I got to tell you, since I've been on this Shaklee product, you know, you can only speak from what works, right?
Yeah.
It's just amazing. My hand would shake when I would be on the phone, like I had like some type of neural disease. But now, since I've been on this stuff for over a month.
What is it exactly?
It's like a vitamin drink that, I don't know, gives you energy.
Mix it with water?
You mix it with water. And it also, this is what's helped my, for my diabetes too.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it's helped with my diabetes, my blood pressure. And then yesterday I took a B12 shot, and that's helped too. So, it's amazing that if you do take, what you take in your body is important. And what did you bring? You brought a salad we have salads here.
And about a wheat pasta salad with fresh crab and all kinds of good stuff in it.
Yeah. So it's important, you folks out there, if you eat healthy, you can live a lot longer and exercise. And this Shaklee product that I'm on is just unbelievable. So I highly recommend Shaklee. It is unbelievable. And then I like to talk about also this new product that I found out about in the malls. She shoots you really with a needle with all these vitamins. And I felt like I could run out of the mall after I did it. So backed up with the Shaklee product being shot up with vitamins.
That's it. You're feeling good.
I'm feeling good. Oh, there was a ping.
I just wanted to say to Drew that how about if we have her on next week when we're not having a rain issue?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Are you okay with that, Drew?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Okay, and just tell us a little bit about the anti-bullying thing, because I know how important that is. Because children are under peer pressure, and they think things to heart. And we got to just understand who angers you, controls you, and that you don't allow people to get rent space in your head. You know, don't take things personal. And if you can imagine you're in a hula hoop, right? And the hula hoop's around you. The only thing that's your business is what's inside the hula hoop. Anything outside that hula hoop is none of your business. And that's where acceptance comes in. Because acceptance is the answer to all your problems. When someone disturbs you, person, place, or thing, you'll have no serenity until you accept that person, place, or thing being exactly the way it is at this moment. And serenity means to be untroubled, to be at peace, to be calm. So none of your business what anybody else says. Just focus on yourself and don't let people change you, because if you focus on yourself, then people will be attracted to you. You don't have to promote yourself. You let your friends promote you. Like what Matt's doing now for you, Drew. He's trying to promote you on the radio, right? She there?
Yeah, I think you're totally absolutely right. And
so that's with the anti-bullying. So give us some info.
Yeah,
like what would you recommend to the kids about how to respond to bullying?
Yeah, it's something I definitely want to tap back into when you guys have me back on the air. And I know one of my partners in crime for the anti-bullying movement is coming on your guys' show as well to get to dive a little deeper into the topic. But, it's very important that kids understand that they're not alone. There's a lot of isolation involved with bullying, and that ends up leading to some darker and more tragic events because of being bullied. And so for me and for other people on the platform that I tour with,
It's just about breaking down the stigma that celebrities or people in the public eye are perfect and have this wonderful, you know, easy route. And it's to show these kids that the people that you think are perfect deal with the same struggles that you do. And when you can kind of break that barrier, it teaches kids that they have the ability to be whatever their biggest dream is, if it's to be the biggest celebrity or if it's to be, you know, a soccer player or whatever.
Right. You gotta overcome obstacles. And anybody like that you see that is successful, you don't see the heartaches they had to get to where they're at. And like for me, example, I could just speak for myself. You know, there's like seven times, I've been in business doing the coupon book for 40 years. There's seven times, not two, seven times I almost went out of business. Like about 20 years ago, my account was overdrawn $5,000. And I just went out like everything was okay because, you know, power, you know, law of attraction and just believe in yourself. And I made a mistake with someone that wrote me a check for a big deal I did for them. So I did the deal, the print and the mail out for them, but then their check bounced. But I wrote my check to pay for it. So what happened is I ended up getting stuck for like $5,000. And it almost put me out of business. You think that's it, $5,000? Yeah, it almost put me out of business. Yeah. So what happened is the heart now, you know, I worked my way up where I out-circulated the local paper here, the Sunday paper. You know, that's the biggest circulated paper.
Yes.
We out-circulated them.
Oh, is that right?
400,000 coupon books.
See, you put 20. Your mind to it.
Right, so you
don't feel sorry for yourself, and you just keep moving forward.
Right, so if you take the largest publication in this town, because we mail to every home, so not everybody subscribes to the paper. So there wasn't one home in Pinellas County that didn't get our book for 20 different markets. But if I told you I almost went out of business seven times, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Just because of deals I made that I didn't do credit checks or things like that. So we all go through tough times. But the thing is that you got to get the sign of a champion is that you got to get up and keep going and know that you believe in what you're doing.
That's right.
And then,
absolutely.
Right? And then like there was I'll use the X Factor as an example. One of your shows, it was Americans Got Talent. So this girl is a violinist, right? And they all knocked her. Told her how they all zonked her because she's running around on the violin playing and she's jumping over chairs and doing all these different acrobats, doing tumbling, but still playing the violin. So then they all just said to her, oh, you lost by you doing that. Just stand there and play the violin because your notes were all off. You were terrible. And you can see almost like a tear come down the girl's eye. And each one of them, like a mob mentality, knocked her. And knocked her out of the competition. These are the judges, right? Who do you think the biggest act in Vegas right now is?
Is it her?
It's her.
Oh my God.
They show it on like the YouTube thing.
Oh,
right. It's the most amazing thing. Good for her, right? So that you never don't listen to people is my message. If you believe in something and have the passion for it, go for it and don't listen. The same thing with the bullying. It fits right in there. You know, it's none of your business what other people think.
That's right.
It's you just focus on yourself.
You get that negativity, and some people just give up because of it.
Right, and believe in yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you can do it. It's not Mexican, it's Mexican. Right?
Okay.
All right?
So
let's, what do you think of that?
We're going to see you next week, right?
We're going to see you next week, Drew?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me, and I look forward to it.
Do you want to try one more time with the song?
Yeah, we found the link on YouTube as well.
So let's do that. See, we're going to try one more time. See what I said? Don't give up. Let's see if we can get your song on. Ready?
Go. All right.
You must be high, high, high in love. Maybe I'll ask. You had a girlfriend, a girlfriend. You see her on the weekends, the weekends. A whole other life. But you still want me.
You must be high, high, high. You must be high, high, high. I think you're crazy. You want her and me. You're really
You are a star.
Thank you.
No, I saw a couple vocals where you wore off a little bit.
But besides,
just a couple. No, seriously. You got to come over, come to the show, and I'll train you. I'm a singer trainer. Bring a check for $5,000. You know, so anyhow, this guy was at this place, and he's like renowned, right? And he was playing that blues. And everybody was like, they were letting him do a solo. And this is at a... There's a Tuesday night where all these old-timers meet. One guy was playing for the Marshall Tucker Band. Another guy was touring with Charlie Daniels. And they all meet there. They're all old-time players.
Yeah, well, that's our music.
Right. So then this guy's renowned, like, blues player. So everybody's, like, just, like, clapping for him. Like, oh, man. He's, like, because he was just unbelievable. So then he comes up by me, and I said to him, because he didn't know who I was, I said, you know, you did miss a couple of chords. So you know what I mean?
You're too much.
And then he looked at me like he couldn't believe I said that, because everybody was praising him. So I said, you know that I teach the guitar, and I see where you missed a couple of chords.
And
he smiled at me and just went, gave me thumbs up. But he was the greatest guitar player I've ever seen. Where everybody was, I can't think of his name, but he was at the, he was playing, and everybody just stood aside, and he just went crazy playing.
Carlos Santana?
Yeah, I don't remember who it was, the name, but it was a Spanish guy, and he's real famous.
That's sweet, Carlos.
But, you know, but he plays, like, those guys that play in the background of these famous players, like if I say Charlie Daniels, you know it. If I say Johnny Cash, but the guy in the background, you don't know his name.
They haven't been, most of them are just brought in new guys, you know?
Right, so that was kind of neat. I got to tell you, that was fantastic. You didn't miss.
Oh, that was great.
I was kidding. You did. We'll have you on next week, too. Do you have another song you can play next week?
Yeah, absolutely.
So why don't we put you on next week? And then, like, we think we're helping Matt out, right? But he's really helping us out because he brings on this talent. We had somebody on Bombs Away where they had over 1 billion hits, over 4 records. They're from Australia.
A billion?
A billion hits. And then we had on the guy that sung with Snoop Dogg some song, Marijuana, where they had a million hits. And then I forget who else we had on.
We got DJ Ideal. All kinds
yeah, of and then DJ I'm going to be Ideal. Having on next week Project Youngin, I'm hoping to have on. And he had 2.6 million hits in one day.
Oh,
and man. I see him at the T-Bird football games. So he's a local rapper. So we're getting some good talent on, and it's, Matt is our boy, connection for all this talent. So thank you, Matt.
Way to go, Matt.
You're welcome. Next week we also have Andrew from Time Lapse Entertainment Group and Music Group swinging by the station. He's going to talk a little bit about the anti-bullying tour that Drew's on, I believe.
Yes.
And talk about the clothing line that you have coming out or going with.
Good. Anyhow, let's get Danny on. Danny, is Danny there?
Hello, hello, hello.
So they say to me you've been on hold all this time?
Yes, I was just listening to the music and the conversation. And
yeah, so that why I wanted you to get on quick is, Drew, are you still there?
Yeah,
yeah, tell her about the event you're doing, and maybe we can have Drew play at it.
Well, we're working on right now. We're waiting for the go-ahead sign from the base to do something at Patrick Air Force Base on November the 10th in conjunction with Veterans Day. November 11th is the day for veterans, but that we're going to hopefully bring some music and some people coming together on November the 10th there at Patrick. So as soon as we get the final go, we'll keep you in touch.
Would you be interested? Where do you live? What state you in, Drew?
I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, well, yeah, you're right in the music capital there. That's where it's famous for music. So, if we paid for an airline ticket for you to come down, and put you up in lodging, would you consider coming down?
Of course. I mean, I'm always up for performances. I think that you guys have my management email. So, if you wanted to send all that over, I'd be more than happy to have them review it and make sure that it, you know, could fit into my schedule. But I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's to do with veterans. It's at the base. We would pay for your airfare and put you up for lodging. But no, that's it, though. That's it. You got to buy your own Big Macs. We're not including food in there. But we will. Actually, we would. We'll let you biggie size it one time.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me, and definitely send that information over because that would be something I definitely am interested in.
Yeah, because it's to help out. What's the purpose of it, Danny, of the show?
I guess the bottom line, I'm a veteran. I'm a Vietnam Marine Corps Vietnam vet. My wife is a Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, a veteran, retired. So it's really to say thank you to all of our veterans. You know, you got guys overseas right now on the front line. And I think sometimes, there's a tendency sometimes that we take things for granted. And this is an opportunity to, for all of us, thank you to those. And some, and even for our country. Died for us. And, but, you know, it's just say thank you. And also, they have an exchange there. So I think the idea is to get people to go into the exchange and buy merchandise, and then that merchandise is filtered out to, percentage is filtered out into the community. Whatever profits are made, and they go into back into the community, whether it's daycare or a theater or something that deals with our vets. You know, they don't make much money at all, and this is an opportunity to help them out as well. I'm excited, and you know, we're talking right now, you know, Bruce Foster, who you've talked to, on, I guess, on the phone and things. Bruce is a Grammy Award nominee. He's already said yes.
Yeah, we had him on the radio, actually.
Yeah.
And he won a couple, what is that, Grammys he's won?
Well, and I know that he was nominated for a Grammy.
Nominated.
And I know that he's performed with Kiss and everybody, and he's already now talking, I think, to Richie Sambora, who was with Bon Jovi for so many years. So, we're going to party. We're just going to have a good time.
Nice.
And we're just waiting. Keep us in your prayers because we're waiting for the commanding general to get the word on this and then say, yes, it's okay.
And who's the MC of the show? Who's the MC?
Well, now we're talking to a number of different people, and waiting for certain people to say yes.
Did Tammy? Tammy?
Yes. Yes.
Did you ever email that out to him about the MC and that we would agree to do it? No.
See that?
He talked to you directly. Didn't you talk to Tammy? So that's what you're trying to say is you never got the email, right?
No, I'm just waiting for an email from you.
He talked to you directly.
We're going to have some.
Oh.
We're going to have different types of people that will be emceeing, but I think that's the objective.
Okay, Danny, I'm going to put her on. You ask her what you want from me. I'll just do it live on the air. What do you need? So this way we have a record of
tape. No pressure, Danny.
No pressure, Danny. But tell her what you want from her.
Well, I need a letter in writing.
Okay, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry, what was that? A letter?
In writing.
A letter in writing, which is really a commitment saying, yes, I'll be there.
Okay.
And yes, I'm willing to MC or whatever you have me do, free of charge to our vets.
Okay.
But you're doing this for the vets.
Yep.
And that's it.
Okay. Can you send me like the date or anything? Should I include that or?
Yeah, November the 10th is the date.
Okay.
And we've already had letters of commitment from several artists, so it's really just a matter of just simple on your letterhead saying, yes, I heard about this, and yes, I'd like to do this for the vets free of charge.
Okay, no problem. I'll get right out to you.
We're right on that, Danny. We're right on that.
Thank you.
Boy, what a guy, man.
Yeah, see, she does her. She is the backbone of the company, and I was just saying that to the lady at the B12. She has a B12 store. I can't wait for her to come in next week. But she does shots and stuff like that.
She's over at Westfield Countryside, in the center of the mall, over there on 27001 U.S. Highway 19, Clearwater, Florida. And it's the B12stores.com, www.b12stores.com.
There you go, right by the ice skating rink. I think it's across from Macy's.
It's next to the skating rink.
It is. And that's something that I'd like you to talk to her too, Danny.
Okay. Because
on top of with the Shackley and all that, what she does is she shoots you up with vitamins.
Brian, can you do me a big favor? I want to have my wife say hi to you guys. She's always listening, and she has something she wants to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, folks, how are you?
Okay, hello. How are you?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. I just, I appreciated what you guys were talking about with the anti-bullying. And, the first thing that came to mind, in addition to the isolation, is that we as human beings and parents and just living beings have to learn to treat each other with respect. And when kids understand... there is a way to communicate with respect and know the difference between that and that which is harmful and disrespectful, we lay a foundation for good communications and good human relations. That's what I wanted to say.
Well said.
Well said.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Nice. That was beautiful.
You just heard from Lieutenant Colonel Jackie or Jacqueline Garcia.
Right.
Jackie's a retired lieutenant colonel, Air Force, and she's also a graduate of the Air Force Academy. So
that's coming from that's a lot of credentials there.
Look at that! You've got Air Force,
yeah,
Marines, Army,
and then when you called me the other day, the colonel in the 34 years in the Navy is staying with me. He married. I adopted a son at the age of 8, and his mom married a colonel. She 34 years in the Navy. Became a colonel, and that's who you talked to the other day on the when you called.
That's right.
He's a colonel, and he's just amazing. He's 80 years old, and he's outside cutting the lawn. He's 80 years old. He's taking the refrigerator apart and cleaning it.
Oh my God!
I can go on and on about this guy. Me and him. You ever hit it off with someone? Like he said to me, because we just sent him to the airport. We all want to be loved, and anybody says they don't want to be loved is full of it. We all do. He said that he would look for my car to pull up so he could come out of the room, and we would sit there and just talk for hours. And he would tell me stories. Think about this, 34 years in the Navy, he's been in every country in the world, And he was just telling me he was in.
Oh, he's got to have some stories.
He was in North Korea. He was in the Korean War. He was also in the Vietnam War. And this guy is just real interesting cat. But what I wanted to say to you about the bullying thing, just real quick, is if you judge someone, right? Let's just say you're judging them. Say they're the bully, right? And if you judge them, then you can't be of help to them, right? That's the deal. It's like when someone does wrong, right? Say to yourself, this is a sick person. How can I be of help to you?
Right.
God, save me from being angry. Thy will be done. In other words, the opposite of what the material world tells you. The material world tells you someone's bullying, now you bully back to them. But then you can't help them if you judge them. The answer is love, right? What would the master do? Come at them with love. So if they see, because generally when you see people bullying, hurt people hurt people. That's where it's at. Or they hear the cliche, misery likes company. So what you do is you take a kid like that, which I've done in the past, and see really what's going on inside. Why are you bullying? And you find out that the best story I ever heard was a kid was bullying, and he had a teacher. I know I'm talking a lot here, but just hear this out, and then I'll shut up. It was an assistant teacher was trying to get his credentials, and he had to do this thing. And the principal came up to him and said, I want you to work with this one kid. So this one kid was really troubled. So the whole time this teacher was trying to work with him, he would curse him out, tell him what a garbage he is, and he would always yell at the teacher. So finally, the teacher goes to the principal and says, no, I can't get this kid. I can't get through to him. Please don't have me work with this kid. He's terrible. But the principal said, no, you stick to it. You work with him. Fast forward like 3 months later, he gets his credentials, and each kid wrote him a card, right? So he's reading all the cards, and then he realizes that it's the card from this kid that he thinks hates him, right? He's always cursing him out. And what do you think it said in the card, Danny?
I don't know.
What do you think it said in the card, Drew? Is she still there?
What did it say?
Matt.
That's Becky.
Becky.
Becky, what do you think it said on the card?
To my favorite teacher.
To what it said was, would you be my dad?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And he said, I couldn't believe it. Here all this time, he thought that working with him and showing him love, right? All he did was show him love, and that's what he was told by the principal to do. Even though he didn't want to show him love, and he wanted to give up on the kid, he didn't because that was his assignment. And then he found out, when he did some research on the kid later on, his father was a drug addict. His mother was a drug addict. They lived in some type of trailer park where they didn't even have electricity in the house.
Wow.
So the kid was screaming out for help, you know? And here the teacher shows it to him. Would you be my daddy?
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
Sure.
So you never give up on any kid. You never give up on any human being. And just know that if someone's hurting, that's why they're, instead of saying, oh, being the spiritual world is always the opposite of the material world. In the material world, you would attack attacker.
Are you talking about?
But in the spiritual world, we come at them with love.
Amen. I love that.
Okay, don't judge, because if you judge, you can't help.
Right.
Anyhow, let me just do this real quick. Let's talk about,
Paul Tripos?
Oh, yeah. What?
Hey.
Just let's listen to this and tell us what you think, Danny.
Well, no, I just wanted to let you know we're starting a treasure chest poker at the restaurant. It's a trivia and a poker where you come in, you get everything is free. You get your chips, you play Texas Hold'em, you meet some good people, you win some prizes, we give away gift certificates, different prizes. It's a lot of fun. And we have that Sunday at 3 o'clock at Paul's Shrimp House at 530 Athens Street and the Sponge Ducks. Also, I want to tell you our special today.
Go over the... We'll actually, read the special, some of them.
Yeah, we got some great specials every day.
Today being Thursday, how about 2-for-1 fish and chips with house-made slaw?
That's a great... It's a great meal.
Fridays, we have fried fish and shrimp with fries and house-made slaw. Saturday, jambalaya with shrimp or chicken, sausage, and Creole rice. Sunday, 2-for-1 fish and chips. Monday, catfish, hush puppies, fries with house-made slaw. And then Wednesday, mahi, sautéed in Cajun cream sauce with mango pineapple salsa over rice.
Oh, that's a good one.
So tell us a little bit why, because, you know, you get your fish daily, right?
I get my fish daily. I get up early in the morning, and I get fresh fish every day.
And that's important.
Very important. Now, it's from, you know, we get our food from the water to your plate.
I remember you saying that. So yeah, you know how important that is, fresh fish? It's right there on the sponge docks, right there, the water, yeah, right? Yeah. So explain to people why that's important.
Well, it's important because we never have anything frozen. Everything is fresh daily. Our shrimp, we've been serving it since 1940 the same way. Our boiled shrimp, it's amazing.
How many years does that make you guys in business from 1940?
76 years.
70. I don't think I've ever dealt with a business that's been in business since 1940.
Yeah, same place, same. The owner, the first owner passed away 35 years ago, and we've had it ever since. So, you know, just keep moving forward. You know, we also have, I added on some Cajun shrimp tacos that are amazing, $3 a piece, and we serve a ton of them. We've been going crazy with them.
Yeah, seafood is a great thing. So I'd like to say Paul's Shrimp House, it's there on the Sponge Docks. We got Mike in the house that represents Paul's Shrimp House. We got Norman from Boost.
Don't forget Boost Mobile.
We had Drew on from the singer, and Matt from DJ Go. And then we have Danny on, Garcia, who is the real spiritual man. And I'd like to say thank you to, who else am I forgetting, anybody?
Well, don't forget, next week we have the B12 store.
Yeah, next door, B12, it's in the, we're going to spend the whole show, or a good portion of the show, talking about vitamin shots, and they're in the Countryside Mall or Westfield Mall. They're right across from Macy's, B12. Joan, she's a fantastic woman from Rhode Island.
727-669-3222.
End the show, Danny, with a blessing, please.
But Lord, we just want to thank you for this day, because today is a day that you've given us. We thank you for it. We ask a special blessing on Brian and the show and all the people that are working on his set there. You do a great work, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For all the people who are listening, we ask your blessing upon them. If anybody's not feeling well, we just ask the Lord, touch them in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory and the praise for everything. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Danny.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.